Okay, good evening and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Bahalosha. As you see, I entitled the shiur, How Broad is Rabbinic Authority? I can tell you one thing, it's a very broad subject. And we're obviously not going to cover everything that needs to be said about this important subject in one shiur. I want to stress at the outset that I'm not going to be discussing here the issue of rabbinic authority in the sense of paskin and shilas. You know, that you go to a rav with a shila, you know, kashrus questions we have in the kitchen, or some question, Rachman Tzan, about Avelis, or whatever else that people have shilas about. That's not the focal point here in terms of halachic authority to answer a question that somebody poses. There's sources for that too. But I want to speak more about, again, the broader rabbinic authority, the question in terms of legislating, in terms of making certain gzeiras and takonas that will be binding on the tzibur. Does such authority exist today? And if so, to what extent does it exist? So I want to give just an overview of that subject. So I want to distinguish right off the bat between what we might call a judicial authority and a legislative authority. We're not talking about the judicial matter. Let's say people have a case and they come to a bezdin, the authority of the bezdin to render a decision and so on. It's all important. These are all important subjects. But, you know, I want to concentrate this evening on the broader. That's why I entitled How Broad is Rabbinic Authority in terms of legislating, you know, a legislative power, not just a judicial power. So our point of departure is, of course, the psukim here in Parshas Bahalosha, Bamidbar Perek Yalav Pasuk to Zion. This is right after Moshe Rabbeinu complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can't handle the burden of managing the Jewish people by himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Perek Yalav Pasuk to Zion, Ramosha Moshe, Esfali Shiva Mish, Mizikne Yisrael. So assemble 70 people that you know are Zikne Am and so on, and bring them with you to the Ohel Moed. Pasuk Yud Zion, Yoradati V'dibartim Chosham, I will speak to you there. I'll take some of the divine inspiration, so I'll be rendered, will be granted to them as well. And they will help you shoulder the burden of managing the Jewish people. You want to do it yourself. And so, and that's in Psukim Tezan and Yuzayin, so several Psukim later, Chav Dalin, Moshe indeed spoke to the people, and he assembled 70 people, and Pasuk Chafei, Vayet Hashem Alam, Vayet Abelam, Kadosh Baruch Hu came down the cloud and spoke to him. Yotzal min haruach hashalom v'yitenal shivim ish hazakenim, and so on. So that's the psukim here in Parshas Bahalosha. And based upon this, the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin of Beis Amud Aleph in source number 2 mentions Sanhedrin gedola haisol shel shivim echad. We call the high court, the Sanhedrin, had 71 members. And a few lines later, the Mishnah says, Minayin l'gdol shishol shivim v'echad. How do we know they had 71 members? Shenemar, Es soli shivim ish mizikna Yisrael. Our pasuk, where Moshe was told to assemble 70 people, Moshe al gabem, plus Moshe himself. So that adds up to 71. That's why the Sanhedrin has 71 members. There's a dissenting view presented in the Mishnah here, Rabbi Yehuda omer shivim. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say 70 in total. Okay, and that's not 71. Okay. So in analyzing this machlokas, the Gemara later on, Daf Tez Zayinim and Beis, going over to Zayinim and Aleph, source 3, says, Sanhedrin gedol ha'isa mai tamayev Rabbanan da'amri Moshe al-Gaban. How come the Rabbanan say it's 70 plus Moshe? How do we see that in the Pasuk? So it says, Amar Krovis yotzu sham imach. Okay, the last three words of Pasuk Tez Zayin in Perek Aleph in source 1. Vis yotzu sham imach, together with you, imach, ad bada, you're with them for the total of 71. Yehuda, Imach mishum shchina. He learns the word imach differently, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gemara explains afterwards that, that's we can look at the rest later, but that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tezan and Beis, Golovi, Zan and Aleph. It's a matter of how he darshan the psukim, and who darshan's a little differently, but he says a total of 70, he says 71. That's how it looks like from that Gemara. Now, the fact of the matter is, the Gemara concludes by saying, Yalfa Sanhedrin Gedolim is Sanhedrin Ketana. Right? The Sanhedrin we're talking about now, the 71 members, that's called the Sanhedrin Agadol, the Bezin Agadol, Sanhedrin Gedola. There were smaller courts in local cities that had 23 members. So we learn out from the Sanhedrin Ketana how we're supposed to figure out the Sanhedrin Gedola in terms of the number of people. And the type of people, okay, and it means when it says Vitzyasu Sham Imach, means there should be people like you, people qualified like you. Okay, it harkens back to a pasuk in Parshas Yisro, when before Matan Torah, according to the chronology of the Psukim, or right after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was advised by his father Yisro in Perek Yud Ches of Shmos, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Atos Sechse Mekol Am, Anshe Chai, Re'el Kim, Anshe Emes, you know, some are wonderful, talented people, and Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'shof to Asam Mekol Eis, they'll deal like, you know, against the system of circuit courts, they'll deal with the lower matters, you'll go with more difficult matters will come to you, and so on. Now, the Rambam in his Perish HaMishnah there in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph and Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah is in source 6, Rabbi Huda Eino Mona Es Moshe Rabbeinu Mekol Sanhedrin. Rambam learned simple pshat. Rabbi Huda does not count Moshe as a member of the Sanhedrin. Lufisha is over. Shezesh Amar Lo Hashem Benosu Itach. That pasuk in Yisro that'll bear that they'll bear the burden with you. Ain Parusha Shadina Imach. Rotzo Yimla Umekomcha. Instead of there in your stead and so on. But for Chachamim is over. And Yano Imach. That's Chachamim saying no, they're with you. And a total of 7 of Alacha Ke Chachamim. Okay. It's interesting that those. This is a side point really to our major topic. Those is Yontev there in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, in source 7, Dibur Ma'aseh Yehuda raised a different question. How can Yehuda say I have 70 members? That's called a Bezdin Shokel. There's an even number. You can't have an even number. What if there's a tie? Right? So we know that the other Batei Din, you have a Bezdin of 3, a Bezdin of 23, you can't have a tie. So Tosfos Yontev asks towards the end of the first line in 7, Mikol Mokom, typically Ayin Aleph, Mishum De'ain Bezdin Shokel. You got to have 71. All right? So Tosfos Yontev answers no, but here we have an express pasuk. There's no pasuk that tells you have a bezin of 23. There's no pasuk that tells you have a bezin of 3. But here, what can we do? We have a pasuk that tells you the number 70. Our pasuk actually shivim ish. So that's the way it is. It's going to be a tie. So they'll figure out how to deal with it. But they'll have another vote. Or they'll figure out some way to deal with what happens if it's even. But you can't ignore the fact that a pasuk says 70. Okay, and that's it. Shema Minah, the third line of 7, the Krom and Mayat, Sanhedrin Golem, Minyan, Bez and Shokel. It's not included in the problem of Bez and Shokel. Shim Kain, Kula Sharbat, the Dinshal, and Iskur Bukas, the Mispar, Labadar Kal. No other Pusik has the numbers mentioned. So there we set it up that we have some way to set it up that won't have an even number. But here, if it has a number, it has an even number. Okay. Anyway, that's what the Tazyon have said in explaining the Yehuda's position. Okay. Now, what he does mention at the end, he says, after all, the pasuk doesn't say 71. If it would have meant 71, it would have said 71. So he learns differently. Okay. What's interesting is that there is a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, Paragimel Halacha Hey, source 8. Rabbi Huda Omer Sanhedrin Shal Shivim, Umosha Imai, Moshe is one of the 70. Amru Lo Ain Bezin Shakal. According to Tosefta, now the Tosef Yontif may not have had this Tosefta accessible to him, but the Tosefta, Paragim Alach Hey, says that they actually asked against the Yehuda. How can you say it's 70? It's a Bezin Shokel. So they're aware of that problem. All right. But what's interesting is that maybe there's no machlokas really at all. It's machlokas how it's presented. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I think it's interesting. There's a Tosis on there in the beginning of Sanhedrin of Gimel and Bey, Zilom Asa Yehuda Omer Shivim. Tosis says, 1 second. Tosis points to Gemara and Sukkah and of Nun Aleph Omer Beis. Okay, we can come back to the words of Tosfos. We'll see Tosfos and Sukkah as the same discussion. Source number 10, Tosfos and Sukkah, Nun Aleph Mabez, is talking about the magnificent Jewish shul in Alexandria, Egypt. You've heard of that before, right? They built this huge, enormous shul. We know there were so many people who could fit in that shul that without a microphone, you couldn't hear the chazan. How do you know how to answer? Amen. That whole system of flags and so on. It was a huge structure. Anyway, the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Aleph Mabez says in Source 10, Tanya, Behuda, Omer, and Behuda, the same Behuda as the speaker. Mi shalara, duplustin, shalachzandri. Whoever didn't see duplustin is a Greek word, the word palace, right? The same words in the palace. Someone never saw the palace of the Jews in Alexandria, Shomitram, in Alexandria, Egypt. Lo ra bichvodon, so he saw, never saw something so glorious, glory of the Jews. Okay, this enormous structure and so on. Amru Kimin Basilica Gadola, so like a basilica, an amphitheater and so on. But there it says, and Abihud is the speaker, Bahayu Bashivim Ba'achas Katadros of Zav, Keneged Shiv Echachos Sanhedrin Gadola. You'd have said there were 71 sort of like special chairs and so on made out of gold and corresponding to the 71 members of the Sanhedrin. Okay, and it says each one had X amount of gold in it and so on. Now, 1 second. Rabbi Huda's one who said he's supposed to have 70. So here in Sukkah, that's Tosfos Kasha. In Source 9, Tosfos in Sanhedrin. On Gimel Beis, Dibur Ma'aseh Rabbi Huda asked the Kasha. Tosfos in Sukkah, we can read it over here. In Source 12, Sukkah, Nun Aleph Beis, Tosfos there in Sukkah, asked the same Kasha. Bahayaba, Ayin Aleph, and so on. Pir, Sanhedrin, Tema. Hadatan, Parakam, Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Gedolah, Haisa Shoshivim, Rabbi Echad, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shivim. So that according to him, there's only 70 of these structures, 70 of these things, these chairs and so on. We talk kach tzorach lefarish osa kader ha'isal lemuflo shebebezdin v'lo hoya min acheshman. He said there were 70 people, but the muflo shebebezdin, the greatest Talmud Chacham, the most outstanding, he's not technically a member of Sanhedrin. Right, so according to this, Yehuda maybe is not really arguing. Yehuda says there was 70; it didn't include Moshe, but Moshe is not a member of the Sanhedrin. He's higher, the Muflo Shebebezin, so he's not included in the tally. The Chachamim include him in the tally of 71, but Yehuda doesn't because Yehuda says he's the Muflo Shebebezin. Okay, and we find the same thing expressed in another Tosis. There's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. We know the pasuk beginning of the Sedra, Parak Tezayin of Dvarim, pasuk Yudches. Shoftim v'shoftim titen l'cha b'chol shorecha. You have to have judges and courts in every city and so on. V'shoftim samish patzedek. And Sanhedrin Tezayin of Beis, the Gemara says, v'hud omer, same v'huda, echad memuna al kulin shenemar titen l'cha. Okay, there's one who's supervising over all the rest. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi there in Sanhedrin Tezayin of Beis 15 says, echad memuna al kulin zu Sanhedrin gedol. It's talking about nothing to do with our topic. It's talking about this one Bez in the Sanhedrin, which is in charge of all the other Bate Din. They're the chief Sanhedrin, and they had all the district courts and so on and so forth. But that's not how Tosis learns. Tosis and Sanhedrin, Tesana Bez, Diva Masa, Echer, Ramun, Al-Kul, and 16, quotes Pesha Kunj Bezin, Rosh Rishon, below Mashmachi, quotes the Sifrei. I printed the Sifrei in the source 17, the Sifrei and Dvorim, that's the Medj Halach and Dvorim, Piska Kuf Mem Dalad, on Pasu Yuches there, based on the flow of the Psukim. It sounds like it's not talking, says Tosfos, about that the Sanhedrin was in charge because of the other Bate Din. It's true, but that's not what it means in this case, because the way it presents is Titein Lecha is after. So the way the order of the Psukim or the order of the Pasuk is presented. So you can look in Tosfos into that subject, but more important for us is that Nira Lefarish, the second lesson of 16, the Echad Memur Al Kulin, who Mufla Sheva Bezin, or the Av Bezin that we call him. That's what it means. And b'chol shoftim v'shoftim haya shom mufla. Kadamar gavim zaken mami who mufla shabbat dino v'nira delo haya mecheshban Sanhedrin. He's not included in the tally of the Sanhedrin. That's the mashu of the Sifrei. The Chedush Aran there in Sanhedrin, Tezanar Beis 18, Dibu Masla Echer Mul Kulin, he quotes Rashi, also disagrees. And v'sheyesh mefarshim in the second line, Echer Mul Kulin like Tosas, hana mufla shabbezin shu choshav shabbakulin. V'hu anasi, we call him the Nasi, v'lu v'hu lo haya meminyan hashivim. Rabbi Huda, Rabbanan Damel Kain, I don't know, Moshe Mai, no, there's no, there may be one person in charge, but he was to be counted. So it's really a question, and according to this, it's not really a machlokas. That's what emerges from here. Okay, so that's a question, 70, 71, however you come up to the tally, maybe the 71, it did include Moshe, but he's not really like the other 70, however you want to learn it out. Bottom line, the Rambam tells us, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perak Alev Alecha Gimel 19, Kama Botedin Kvun Yub Yisrael, there were several fixed types of Bezin among the Jewish people, the Kama Yeminyana, how many in each one? Koven Betchila Bezin Agaro Mikdash Ruah Nikras and Hedvi Gedola. That's the that they met in the Beis Hamikdash. Your chambers were on the compound of the Beis Hamikdash. Not all of it was on the part where the Kohanim could go because some of the members of Sanhedrin were not Kohanim, so they had to be able to go into the chambers. But part of the chambers were actually where the only Kohanim could go. The other part of the chambers, wherever could go. Anyway, bottom line says the Rambam, Vinyonam Shivim Ve'echad. There was a total of 71 people. And he quotes our pasuk here in Balos, Shenemar Esli Shivim Ishnik Tei. So Moshe Rabbeim, Shenemar Vizyatsu Shom Imach Hari Shivim Ve'echad. So we passed in 71. That's how many people there were. The Abar Ben El, in his commentary there in Parsha Shoftim. So it's 20. Very good time, Pasuk Ches. Hadar Adal Shem Moshe Vasan Hedon Ayam Mushpe Mashem Yisparah. They had the divine relation with HaKadosh Baruch when it was 71. 70 Zekenim in Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom. And they had the divine inspiration that Moshe had. Okay, so we Paskin, the main Sanhedrin had 71 people. The word Sanhedrin itself, where does that word come from? So the Sefer Aruch, which in the time of the later Gaonim, early Rishonim, like a dictionary, so he writes in the most of Aruch under the word Sanhedrin, 21, Sanhedrin, Pirish Beloshon Yevani, it's a Greek word, Mokom Vad Hayo Atzim, is where the people give advice. You know, that's the word means, the people, the meeting place. The people who have, you know, who render decisions and so on, name Atzonikun, can they were called the Sanhedrin. That's probably correct. The Greek word, the Maharil, in his Likutim and Osvav, has another thing, a play on words, with the Hebrew, 22, Lechach Nikru Sanhedrin, Mipnei Shesonin Hadras Panim Bedin. Sanhedrin is a word that's comprised of two different ideas. Sanhedrin, Sonim, they hate. Hadras Panim is favoritism. These are honest people. They don't show favoritism. And that's where the word Sanhedrin comes from. That's the Bartanura. This commentary on the Mishnah Sota Perek Test Mishnah Yad Aleph 23. The Masal Sanhedrin Shema Danim Anikum Sanhedrin Sonim Hajus Ponim Bedin. Tosfos Yontif in his introduction to Masechta Sanhedrin says Loshon Sanhedrin. He says Aramis. It means in foreign language Greek. Okay, we find a number of times in the Targum Rishalmi, and he quotes the Bartanura saying that it's a notrikon, it's a, you know, an acronym or it's a compound word. Sonim Hajus Ponim Bedin. All right, 1 second. The word sonim is spelled with a sin, and the Sanhedrin is with a samach. So Tosfos Yontif says the end of 24. Don't worry about it. The sin mischal hefet the samach. The sin and the samach are sometimes interchangeable. In fact, we know that from Kel Adon, right? The piyut that we say Shabbos morning after Baruch Hu, that Kel Adon is an alphabetical poem. Al Kel Adon Kol Maasim, that's Aleph. Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Klikol Neshama is base. God of the Tuvah is Gimel, etc. When you come to the standard that should be a samach. Mem, Meleim, Zivim, Fikim, Noga, Nun, Noah, Zivim, Cholom, Samech, Smechim, Betzesim, Vesosim, Bebaolam. What do you mean, Smechim? It's a sin. Okay, not Samech. Right? It should be a Samech over there. But all right, it's sin and Samech. Okay. Anyway, bottom line, this is what we have over here in terms of our, what the Sanhedrin was. Now, what authority, what rights, or what power did the Sanhedrin have at that time? Okay, so if you take a look, the source number 26, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, first of all, Bezin Agodosh Rishalim and Iker Torah Shebal Peh. They are the ones who preserve and determine the Torah, speak the Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, Iker Torah Shebal Peh. Behem Amodei HaHorah. They are the ones in charge of all halachic decisions. Umehem Choku Mishpat Zekilah for us. Now Yotze Lechol Yisrael. Their decisions are binding on all of Klal Yisrael. And they're the ones about whom the Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, okay, and I printed in 25. Take a look back for a second. Parsha Shoftim, there in Perek Zion and Dorm, starting in Pasuk Ches, right? Ki Palemim Chadover, and so on. You go to the judges, and the important Pesukim for us now are Yud and Yud Aleph. We'll come back to the other Pesukim. Vos Yud, Perek Zion, and Pasuk Yud, Vos Sisa, Alpia Torah, Sher Yogidulacha, Alpia Dover, Sher Yogidulacha, Minamachum, Hoa, Shivicha, Shem, Shamaita, Losos, Kechola, Sher Yerucha. You, the Jewish people, have to follow whatever they say. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, Al Pi HaTorah Sheruchah Al Mishpat Asher Omer Lecha Taaseh. The famous Lo Sosur Min HaDavar Asher Yagid Lecha Min HaSmol. Don't veer. Don't stray right or left. That's the Rambam quotes there in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. Rambam writes in 26, the end of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. Kol Mi She'ena Oseh Karosan Over Below Saseh. Anyone who doesn't listen to the Beis is in violation of a Lo Saseh. Shenemar, the Pasuk, again, the phrase, the end of Pasuk Yud Aleph there in Parsha Shoftim, Lo Sosur, we call it Dovar Shechilim in a small. And it doesn't matter, continues the Rambam, how the Rabbanan involved came to that conclusion. Echad Dvarim Shalom Du Osim Pia Shmua, Behim Torah Shabal Peh, and there determined the oral tradition has interpreted the Pasuk that way, let's say Pri Eitz Hodor. We know it's an Esrog, okay, that's part of the tradition of Torah Shabal Peh. Or the echad dvarim shalimdo mipidaitam ba'achat me'amidos shatorin nidreshes b'hen. Okay, or they learn it out from the so-called 13, you know, Rabbi Shmuel, right? The shalosh me'amidos shatorin nidreshes b'hen, the hermeneutical or exegetical principles, how we derive it out. That's how he derived it out. Okay, but however they derived the din, and he says not only that, but also echad dvarim shalsum siagla Torah, things that they institute, not from the Torah. A lot of people make mistakes. They think Torah Shabbat Peh, so something this week. Torah Shabbat Peh is not rabbinic law. Torah Shabbat Peh is Torah law. Talach Lamosh Misinai, things interpreted through the Gimel Midos, it's part of our old tradition, Torah law. But you also have rabbinic law. Some things that the Bezan Agolah Sanhedrin introduced as a syog, as a fence to protect Torah law. Don't eat dairy after chicken, because that may lead you to eat dairy after actual red meat, which the Torah prohibits. The Torah doesn't prohibit dairy after chicken, but that's a syog. Or Lefi Masha Shah Tzricha, Behina Gzeros, Batakonos, Bamin Hagos, all these things instituted. This is the Koach of the Bezan HaGadol. And all these things, Mitzah Seh L'Shmolahem, to Mitzah, you have to listen to them. It says, Osisa Pil Dover, you know, Shomarto Lassos Kachol Sherucha, or violate the Losaseh, and some of the Ram quotes of Psukim. So that is the realm of the Koach of the Bezan HaGadol. Okay, now, as I quoted in the 17, the Medrash Tanoim, there in Dvorim, Perek Zayin, Post, you know, that's where the Ram gets this from, probably. He says the mitzvah say l'shmo afilu b'gzeros v'tanhagos v'takonos, things which the rabbanon instituted as a gzera or as a takona, takona can be like ner chanukah or tils adayim. Other things are not in the Torah. The mitzvah of the rabbanon, we have to listen to them. Okay, now based on that, the medrash says Source 28, the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Nosso, last week said it, in on Os Choftas, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Al lo yomar adam eini mekayim mitzvah zekenim hove eina min haTorah. Can't say, well, I'm not going to, I'll be a firm Jew, I'll observe what it says in the Torah, but I'm not going to listen to what the rabbis tell us. Okay, that's not in the Torah. Okay, I'm only bound by what it says in the Torah. Now, I'm going to say that it says in the Torah, I'm going to call it Baruch Hu, Bonai, Eina Temer Shon Lomar Kain. You can't say that. Elakol Masha goes Malechem Tiyu Mekayimin. Whatever the Rabbanan are goes there, you have to keep. Shanema again, Vasisa Aposik, Vasisa and Parshof, Vasisa Pia Torah, Sherucha. Lama Sha'af al Divrayam ani maskim. Whatever they say, I'm agreeing to. So come in that sense, every rabbinic law is really directly a biblical law, because we're required to follow what the Rabbanan have to say. Okay, so that's in terms of the koach of the Bez and Agadol to render decisions that are binding upon everybody. Now, you're not allowed to say, okay, there's an important point. You look back on the Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim in source number 25. It says, if you have a question, halacha and so on, look at Pasuk Tes, Paragat Zayin, Pasuk Tes. Uvas al akonim alavim ala shofet asher yia bayom ha-mahim. You go and seek out the counsel, the advice of the judge, or the judges who are, presiding at that time. So Rashi Chumash says, Paragat Zayin, Pasuk Tes 29. Well, what do you mean? Vafilu einam kishar shoftim shor lefonav. Even if these particular members of the Sanhedrin, this president is not as knowledgeable and not as qualified as another bezin, it doesn't matter. Ein lecha, you still have to listen. Ein lecha el shofet should be amecha, and that's derived from the Gemara. Rashi derived that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and the next source 30. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, daf chav heim beis. Gemara says, "Uvos el akonu ben hashofet shiyah ben meheim." Well, who else are you going to go to? A judge that lived 150 years ago? Why does the Torah have to say you come to the judge who's in charge at that time? Well, no kidding. You're not going to go to a judge that's been dead for 100 years. Okay, who are you supposed to go to? Of course, that's who you're going to go to. Chisal al daitcha sh'adam holech etzal dain shalo haya b'yamav. You're going to go to a judge who's not there? Obviously. So what does it mean? Ein l'cha leilech el etzal shofet sh'yamav omer al tomar ma sh'ayah sh'o rishonu et omele. Quotes a pasuk koheles and printing koheles per exayin pasuk yud. Al tomar ma haya sh'o rishonu et omele. You can't say, this is a judge. These are judges. Oh, I wish we still had the Vilna Gaon. I wish the Rambam. Now I do that. Now again, this is talking about the Bez and Agadol. But you had different quality people then too. So you're not allowed to say you go to the Sanhedrin of that time, even though they may not be as great as people from previous generations. Maybe not. Still, you don't say that. Kilo mechochma shalta. That's not a wise thing to say. Okay? You have to go to whoever is available at that time. All right? Now, so much about the Koach of Bezdin. The question is, so what about the Koach of Bezdin nowadays? We don't have an actual Sanhedrin. And again, I'm not talking about rendering halachic decisions, but as we saw, the Sanhedrin Gedola, in addition to, as I said before in the introduction, judicial powers to adjudicate decisions and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu will send the lower courts will take care of lower decisions and all that. That's judicial authority, but they not only had judicial authority, they had legislative authority also. And we saw that the Rambam said back in source 26 in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph al Aleph, he said, "Mihem chok umishpat yotzei lechol Yisrael." Right? They make decisions that are binding on all of Klal Yisrael. So, does a Bezin Hagadol still have such an authority today? We don't have an actual Sanhedrin. It's interesting, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rambam, Mitzvah says, Kuf Ayin Vav, 33, source 33. He said, there's a mitzvah to appoint judges and officers and so on, okay, to preserve the Torah and not let everybody do whatever they want and so on. And he quotes the psukim, the Rambam does in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he quotes the psukim here in Parshas Balos as well, look at the last couple of lines, our psukim here in our Sedra, Esel Hashivim Ish, okay, and he says, Klomar, Hu Davar Masmi Be'eino Mitzvah Lefishah, it's not only a one-time mitzvah, it is a mitzvah for all time to appoint judges. So it sounds to the Rambam, you can begin to make a case that there still should be an authority to Bez HaGadol today as well. The Sefer HaChinuch, there in Parsha Shoftim, mitzvah Tof Tzadi Aleph, okay, the mitzvah Minu Shoftim, he calls it. You have to appoint Shoftim and Shotrim that will assist the people guarantee that people still do mitzvahs and so on. Then he writes in the second paragraph there, 34, Zos achas min mitzvahs hamutalas ala tzibur kulan shebechol mokum umokum. The mitzvah that every tzibur has to appoint the bezin wherever they are. Okay? And that's a part of the job, you know, of the community. And if they don't do it, it's a bad thing. And look what he writes, three lines in the bottom of 34. Today, we don't have a real Sanhedrin. We don't have people, real smicha. In case nobody knew, it's nice that people call me rabbi, but I don't have the real smicha. Okay, I'll admit it to you publicly. Okay, but neither does anybody else. Okay, because the original smicha was ish mipi ish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was an unbroken chain that went back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the chain's been broken. So nobody today has the actual real smicha. We say the rabbi today has smicha, I have smicha, other rabbis have smicha. It means that I studied for X number of years and passed X number of tests and whatever else, you know, that gave me this title, this degree, like a doctor, whatever, that I have smicha. But it's not the real smicha, but because that chain's been broken. The whole question, can it be reconstituted? All right, for a different time. But anyway, the Sefer Chinuch says, even though we don't have it, still, look again, three lines in the bottom of 734. Still, their point, people are going to have legislative authority over the rest of the people. Okay? And we're going to see, even with monetary things and so on, and mitzvahs, and that they have that authority. But notice that the Chinuch said it's a job of the community to appoint people in their community. And that's the question. That's the real question. Could we have a Bezin HaGadol today that will exert authority over the whole Jewish people? What emerges in the Chinuch is, okay, in local areas, you can set up, you should set up a system where you have people who are qualified and will have authority over that community. So it's interesting. If you look in the Rambam, and it's Akdoma to the Mishnah Torah, Akdoma to the Arach HaZokah, the Rambam writes in 35, B'chol bezin she'omad achar ha-gemara, any bezin after the days of the Talmud, post-Talmudic, b'chol medina, b'gazar o hiskin hinig, livnei medinaso, o livnei medinos rabos, lo postu maise b'chol Yisrael, ne'richuk moshrosim v'shibush adrochim. And the days of the Rambam, it was true. He couldn't promulgate this decree on all the communities. Rambam is saying we don't have the authority today to have a Bezin HaGadol which will issue a decree that will be binding upon everybody. The people where they in their area, yeah, but not in other areas. Okay, the people of another town or another area are not bound by the ruling in this area. You can't tell the Bezin in town B, well, down A, they legislate like this, so you should also. Okay? But the Rambam says, the completion of the Talmud, that's when the kind of the turning point, that's the threshold, that was the point. Okay? But he does add, it's in the Gemara. Then all the Jews have to accept it and force people to accept it. You can't say, I'm not bound by that. Everybody has to observe those things that are in the Gemara. Okay? Why? They were accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. So you can't change it later on. Okay? Like we said before, directly. But the Rambam does seem to leave the door open, that if a Bezin would be accepted everywhere, then they may even have that right today. That's an interesting question. Okay, if a Bezin today would be accepted, would they have the right of that, so to speak, of the Bezin HaGadol? Okay, the Rambam leaves the door open that he said, the reason it doesn't work is because it hasn't been accepted. What happens in town A is not accepted in town B. But nonetheless, it's interesting that the Rav Chanan Wasserman was the primary Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, and he was murdered by the Nazis. So the Kovetz Shurim, one of his collections. In the Kuntres Divrei Sof from Simon Bey's Oz Gimel, he writes in 36, when Nira Medivrei Rambam, Shaskomos Kol Chachma Yisrael Orubin Yeshan Koch Shal Bezen HaGadol. Okay? If you have, everybody agrees and so on, or most of the Chachamim agree, you would have the Koch. It wouldn't be a full Sanhedrin. You have the Koch and Chayovin Kol Yisrael Yisrael Kamol Bezen HaGadol. So theoretically, that power would exist. Okay? And he writes in Oschest, in the same part of 36, V'nir the kibbutz kol chachma yisrael yesho koch shal bezen agadol, filo bizman deleka smuchin. Even though we have the actual smicha. Because the truth is, d'ha b'shas chasimet talmud kar bot la smicha. We don't know exactly when the smicha disappeared, when the chain was broken. It was before the completion of the Talmud. And the Rambam has told us that that's the turning point. That's the, you know, everything up until the chasimet talmud is bound, binding on everyone, even though it wasn't the smicha. So he says the same thing. And would apply if you'd have Kol Chachma Yisrael nowadays as well. Okay, if everyone will agree, and so on, so that you have to listen to them broader, listening, all the people. In another one of his works, what's called the Kovetz HaOros, in Siman Tes Zayin Os Vav, Ruchana writes that he says, that which we said about the Bezin, there's still a difference. That which we said about the Bezin HaGadol, the Bezin HaGadol, the actual Bezin HaGadol, would be allowed to argue with an earlier Bezin under certain circumstances. Rochanan says, that far we wouldn't go today. Okay? Even the Amoraim, we find, don't argue against the Tanoim. In other words, there's still a hierarchy, even though we might have the Koch of a Bezin HaGadol, but it's not all the way. When there was a Sanhedrin, a later Sanhedrin could revoke something done by an earlier Sanhedrin under certain circumstances. But certainly after the Chasimus HaTalmud, we can't undo something that the Amoraim said. And he writes in the third line of 37, like we said before, they do have the Koch of the Bezin HaGadol, theoretically, if they all get together. They can't disagree with the earlier authorities, okay? Because maybe we don't understand them and so on and so forth. But there is some limitation. I do want to point out that the Abarbanel here in Parshat Shoftim and in Parkazai and Posuches, so it's 40, he learns out this authority of the Bezin, not disagreeing necessarily with the Abarbanel. He's not necessarily disagreeing. The Abarbanel is saying that there still is, so to speak, an authority even today, but it's not learned out from the Shivim Ish and so on. That was talking only about the Sanhedrin itself. That doesn't exist today. And rather, it's learned out from a different pasuk that Rabbi Nel says, a pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, Shmos Parak Chav Gimel, pasuk Beis, Lo Siya Acharos, Lo Siya Tano, Rebelintos, Achare Rabim Lahatos, the famous Achare Rabim Lahatos, you have to follow the majority and so on, from which the Gemara Chulandaf Yura Alaf Madalaf derives the famous principle as Lina Basa Ruba. Right, a lot of things are determined sometimes based on the majority, the rove. Okay, that's because the Acharei Malhatos. The Rabbi Nel says that's the operative principle here. If rove Chachma Yisrael, they won't have the authority of the Bezin HaGadol based on the Shivim Ish and so on. That far we won't go, but they will have still authority based on Acharei Malhatos. So he doesn't disagree. This disagrees perhaps what the Mukher may happen to be. One other relevant source in this area is the Gemara in Brachas of Yud Tesam Bey. He's just showing us or hammering home this point that the Rabbanon have the right. It says as follows, Toshma Godo covered Abriya Shadocha Losa Sheshama Torah. Maintaining human dignity, even not kind of Losa said. What do you mean? Vamai, Ein Chokhma in Tunum, Ein Eitzel Negel Hashem. That's a Pusik in Mishlei, Per Kafala Pusik, Laman 43, Ein Chokhma in Tunum, Ein Eitzel Negel Hashem. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Chokhmas, you can't start making kunces and say, well, I'm embarrassed. Too bad. Torah says something's too bad. I give an example, okay, that can help people illustrate this din. Okay. Let's say a person is a Kohen. And now in the house, somebody dies. He's got to get out of the house. Well, let's say he's in his underwear. It's going to be embarrassing to walk out in the street in his underwear. So we should say, okay, well, you know, we don't embarrass the person. On the other hand, ain't chokhmah, ain't tvunah, ain't tzanah, ain't tzanah, the halacha requires it. Let's say Rachman Aslan, the building was on fire and he was in his underwear. He'd run out, right? So, it's embarrassing. Okay, but I got to save my life. I'm not going to, stay in the fire. So you could say the same thing. All right, anyway, so this, I'm doing that for illustrative purposes, but so Gemara says, why does Kavod Abrius make a difference? So Gemara says, no, Kavod Abrius is Docha Losa, says. So one of the Amorim said, Rav Varshua said to Rav Kana, not talking about Losasar. that's a Issa D'Oraisa, but that's the Issa D'Oraisa, which is the source that we saw earlier for following what the Rabbanim say. Don't veer from their path. So Kavod HaBrias can be Doche D'Rabbanan. Be Doche the of Los, the Torah law of Los Sosser. Okay, if something Rabbanan imposed, and the only Issa is Rabbanan, then Kavod HaBrias wins out. All right, but anyway, you see from there, that's what I want to bring out, that Los Sosser, Kol, the key line is Kol, last line, last words in 41, is Brachas Yitzhak Beis. Kol Mila D'Rabbanan as Mechino Alav D'Los Sosser. Okay, all D'Rabbanans are based on Los Sosser. And now we said that even the Zman Hazeh, they have a certain koch if they would all get together and legislate. Now, as far as local areas are concerned, so we do have a Gemara in Baba Basra, Rav Chesma Beis 44. Rashoyin ben Ha'ir, the people of town can set up a system. Lahasnos alamidos alasharim. Rashi explains lahasnos alamidos lahagdos sasir alhakdin in terms of weights and measurements of what's going to be acceptable, basically business practices. Okay, in this town, this is what we pay per pound or whatever it is, right? They can set up all these, or what the exchange rate is, that they can do. Okay, and schar polim, what's minimum wage, and this kind of thing. This is up to the, you know, the leaders of the town. Ula hasia, last words of 44 there in Baba Basra, Chesameis. Ula hasia al kitzosan. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the last Rashi in 45 there in Baba Basra, Chesameis. La hasia al kitzosan. Liknos es a over al kitzos divrem la hasia midas din Torah. They can punish. They have, you know, enforcement policy. They have enforcement rights. They can punish if someone doesn't do something, even though it's not in accordance with the Torah would demand in that circumstance. They have that right. Okay. And the Rashbor writes in a tshuva, Chelik Aleph Siman Tov Shin Chof Tes, 46 tshuva, Masha Tiknu HaKol HaRishus B'Yadam. HaKol can make, the leaders of the community can make rules. B'chol Dover Shem B'mamon Yechol HaKol HaHokel HaTzman HaKol, either lenient or strict, whatever it may be. It's like a certain Gemara that we can do things elsewhere. In Syria, we can have other courts. Anyway, the point is they can set up a court system, a Bezdin, even though the Torah wouldn't require it in this case, they can set it up. So the community can set up a Bezdin. Okay? And the Ritva, there in Baba Basra Chesma Beis, the Mamaskul Asiya, right? Pirish, Los Es Knas. They can impose a penalty, a minor fine. They can fine somebody. Now we have the laws in America also, right? The local, you have zoning laws, and if you park over here, you get a ticket. You know, I mean, we have zoning laws to set up a society. So have the same thing in Jewish society. But the point is, they can they have that authority, you know, to legislate, not only legislate but to enforce. Okay, but again, this is only talking about Rashayim Ben Ha'ir. People in a particular town can set it up for their town. They can set up for their town, but that right goes very far. So, for example, the Gemara in Yevamos on Peites Amud Aleph 48 has the famous principle that appears elsewhere as well. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The Bezdin of a town has the authority to declare somebody's property Hefker. Anyone can take it. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And they bring a proof, okay? A proof of Pesach can say for Ezra, per good. Sukkim Zayin Chesvay, we were called Yehudim Yerushalayim, Rechol Bnei Agol, they covered Yerushalayim, they were summoned, they went to Yerushalayim, and they said, Rechol Asher Lo Yovel, Asher Lo Yovel, that doesn't come on day three, when we're doing this, Be'atzas HaSorim HaSkeim, as the leaders have set up, Yocharam Kol Rechusho, all his property will be, Kerem will be freed, and we can grab it, Hefker, that's Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Okay, what do you mean Hefker, Bezen, Hefker? The answer is that Bezen does have that color, okay, even today. Not only that, but the Gemara, the next daf in Yevamos, Tzadim Beis 51, says, Toshma Amar Lozim Yaakov, Shamati, Shebezdin Makin Va'onshin Shalom in HaTorah. Bezdin can even administer capital punishment where the Torah wouldn't require it. Shalom in HaTorah. But Lo Lavo Dibur Torah also Shal HaTorah. They found a good reason for it, not Stam, but to go against the Torah, but to defend something from the Torah. So they have that right even to administer capital punishment. Now, we can't do it today in America, you know, in the separation of church and state. But theoretically, they do have that call. The Rabbanim, least of the community, have that koch, all right? And so that's a tremendous, it's a broad authority even to administer, you know, mak and motion. They can even administer punishments and fines, monetary fines and so on. Again, that may be limited to one area, but that's still a pretty broad authority. There's a big discussion we've shown him, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through everything because there's a lot to say about it, but there's a big machokas we've shown him, where does that right come from? Okay, where does that right come from? Tosis and Baba Kama, Kuf Tezan and Beit, the Umas of Rashoim, writes, Pirish Rashoim, Asiya Mamon Ikvar Osu Tanai Mikodem. The Rabbanim have this right if this was set up in advance. Okay, that's what it means. The Gemara Baba Basra, the Chesed Beis, Tosfos quotes it. And we saw it before. We saw it before in source 44. The Tosfos quotes it here. Okay, Rashayin B'nai'ir, B'nai Ha'ir. The authority, so to speak, stems from the appointment of the people. Rashayin B'nai Ha'ir. All right? The Maram Rutenberg, in one of his chuvas, Tavos Prague, Simon Tuf Tuf Kuf Mem Allah 53. Misha Sha'alta. The head of the call wanted to set up a certain tax and so on, change things, and some people didn't want to participate and so on and so forth. Can you force it and so on? And he says, well, the Gemara Basra says, Rabbi Basra Chesame says, Roshoyim ben Ayir, they're allowed to impose even monetary penalties and so on. Okay. But again, he also says, Shekvar Nagu Kodum Lechen Be'ir Meme Kedem. That's assuming this was the practice from before, but, they want to do it. Oh, hey, Atzman, Bon Taka, and Takonos, Midas, Kulam. So, in these authorities, it looks like, you know, this is the right of the Bezdin, but the right, so to speak, flows or comes from, from the people. So, it's an interesting idea. The Mordechai, in Baba Basra, not the Perk Hashut from the first Perk of Baba Basra, Remez Tov Samech, Tov Samach Aleph, Tov Samach Bey, I'm sorry, Tov Samach, sorry, Tov Pei. Tov Pei, Tov Pei Aleph, Tov Pei Bey, in source 54. Really quoted, this is the Machlokas. Okay, where does this right come from? Look at the third line of 54, and then from his Tov Pei. By Rabbi Rina Mordechai, Motzah B'Shem Benetam, Roshoyim B'Neir La'asiel Kitzosim, Hai Roshon La'asiel Koi Pir, Heta Dekvar Histo B'Neim, like we saw before. If the people themselves came to an agreement, if not, then ain't kach b'vnei ir lahachriach echem ne'ir on l'mashiyirto. Then you don't have that right, okay? And hefker bez and hefker is talking about where they had the right from before and so on. On the other hand, remember, it's tough payout, the second part of the Mordechai there, 54. Rabbeinu Avya Ezri, okay, that's the Ravya, he says, lachok amasher kosm shem etam shem etam, okay? And he says, the disagreement. And the tough pay base is, v'utzrachti v'arachti v'farash, l'vishyesh me rabosai, Shomrim the Tanai the Tanya Roshayim and Erlekayim Tanayim LaHasim LaKitzosim HaHanimili Im Kulam. Okay, Nayosu Yachad. All right, all the people agree to it and so on and so forth. But others say no. He quotes the Elazar Mitz Ani and so on. Ezra Hayim Lavi Kasavti and so on. The Rabbi Yod disagrees. So the Machlokas we shown him. The Rambam again. Where did the right come from and how broad does it go? The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perchav Dalad Lachadalad says. Indeed, in talking even today, 55, Yesh lebezin lahalkos mishen chayav malkos, and even laharog mishen chayav misa. Lo laro de retar laso shogoto. The Rambam paskins that bezin can minister capital punishment, physical punishment, even taking somebody's life if it's necessary. Kevin shiroim bezin shepartsu amidover. They see this looseness, there's a big breach in the community. A certain halakhic area, they can get up and yesh le ligdor lechazik adover what they need to do. And that's the din. Okay, but it's a harashah that they can't make it binding for all time generations. That they can't do. So that's again another important limitation. They can't today make up a law be binding on all time. The halacha vav he says not only that, but yesh lebezin v'chein yesh ledin tamid ledayan tamid lahafker mamon. It can be mafker, you know, hefker bezin hefker and so on. So the Rambam brings that. They're printed in 56 of Tshuva from Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. That's the Reim. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi was and best known, I guess, for a super commentary, his commentary on the commentary of the Rambam in Chumash. But he also wrote Chuvas, obviously, Rabbi Mizrahi, Siman Nun Zion. So he has a whole bunch of different authorities on each side. Some say that the right of the Bezdin, the Koch of the Bezdin Agoro, Bizman Azeh, only emerges from the people. They made the condition of we're going to listen to them and so on, and they can set it up, okay? And the Rambam explains, that because they feel, those Rishonim who say you can't really do it today, feel that the Bezin HaGadol, the original Bezin HaGadol, only they had the right to be Gozer and to make Takonis and Lahanig Min Hagim and so on, based on the Pasuk HaPir Torah Sheirucha, that was not given to any other subsequent Bezin. It was not given to any subsequent Bezin in future generations once that was done. Okay, now, it doesn't mean that we don't have to listen when they paskin, but they don't have that right. That right was only given to the original Bezdin and so on. And he quotes the Psukim, Esoli, the 70 people and so on. However, there are those who disagree, as we saw. So, no, they still have the right even today. Okay, even today. And even if they didn't set up a condition in advance, they still have the right. Okay, why? Because they say, these other Rishonim say, that the koch was given to the Bez and Goy Rishalayim, was also given to other but they didn't. Okay, and then because it says, like we said before, that come on Rosh Hashanah, then you go to the judge of your time. So, all right, there's no Sanhedrin today. The judge in our time has the same authority. So that's a question of how far the authority goes. And he uses an expression, again, I just summarized what's in the Tshuva of Yom Mizrahi. There's more there, but you know, we have an expression he quotes, the Gemara quotes it, right? We had Shoftim, we had judges in the days of the Shoftim, Yeshua and the Shoftim. So you have the Shoftim. So some of them were great people, Shmuel Anobi. Shmuel Anobi was the last of the Shoftim, was, you know, in some way similar to Moshe and Aaron, like we say in the Pasuk in Kabbalah Shabbos, right? Moshe, Pasuk and Tilim, Moshe of Aaron, with Hana, with Shmuel, the Kurish, Moshe, Shmuel, on the level of Moshe and Aaron. Yiftach was not such a great Tamar Chacham, okay, the same way Shmuel was. But yet we have the principle, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro, right? Yiftach in his generation, he was the chief, like Shmuel in his generation, even though Shmuel, that's what we saw before, you can't say, oh, you know, today, who do we have as a rabbi? Ah, the Vilna Gaon. If the Vilna Gaon were here, I'd listen to him. The Rambam were here, I'd listen to him. Rabbi Akiva was there, listen. No, you have to go by the judge of your time. How do we pass on this question? It's an interesting question. In Choshen Mishpat, in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that they would have the broader authority. It doesn't have to come from the people. The Choshen Mishpat, Sim Bey Sif Aleph, Kol Bezin, Afila, and Smuch Herzola, Imroim, I'm sure every Bezin has the right, you know, to set up and even to affect capital punishment. And there are more rights for Chayn Nogin, Bechol Mokum, Shatovi, Abirin, Kabez, and Agado, Makin, Vaonshin, Hefker, and Hefker. That sounds like it's the exact same thing. And he said, Afabij Yeshchokin. Okay, there's some who don't have it, but he feels we do. Okay, so that's Chayn Nirali. There are more concludes. So that the Bez and Agado has the same koach as today as they did then. And that's the Sma, and they're in Simon Bez, and Choshe Mishpat, Sukkot, and Yod. Right, he quotes that Mordechai in the name of Ben Gershom. Kol Mishin Istmano Tzibur Hu Kaavir Haavir and Yiftach Bedar Kishmu Bedar. Even today, you're not as great as Shmuel. Doesn't matter. V'chol Ma'ashas Asi. And he quotes the Rashba on that Shulim mentioned before in Siman Tovshin Chavtes. You have to do whatever they say. That Mamish the same right as the original Koch, the original Bezin Hagadol had. Okay, the Biar Gro in Sikot and Test there in Siman Beis Chol Shemish, but says again, it's a Machlokas. He says that depends what you learn about the Gemara means. La Sia, you know, that they have the right, that Gemara Baba Basra. What did he say it was? He said it was source 44, right? La Sia al Kitzosan. How far does that go? That's what this Machlokas revolves around. Just in terms of modern times, Moshe Feinstein, okay, right? Let's see, 1 second. Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva. Give me in or in Igros Moshe in Chelik Choshen Mishpat Chelik Beis and Aleph. Hine le'inyan harosa the konos gam bezin agadol to bezman hazeh yishokoch bezin agadol. Shabalishesgazes lishesgazes was the nickname for the chambers in the Beis Hamikdash where they were and their office chambers. So he says they have the same thing. Just levad dine carbon. Okay, special rules. If the bezin agadol made a mistake, then bring a special carbon parallel davar shel tzibur. That doesn't apply to today's bezin. Also chiv misa the zaken mamre. Somebody rebels. In the old days, was to put to death Zaken Mamre. That doesn't apply today. Although Abel Isser Zaken Mamre still Usser, it's still an Isser. You just won't put him to death. But of course, he says they have to be Behushi El Hashem Shemayim, like that Rambam Sanhedrin. Have to be like, you know, like Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. But anyway, so according to some poskim, that really today, if all the Chacham would come together, certainly you have the right in your own community, and they all come together, would have right the right mamish of the Bezan Agadol, even Zman Hazef. That's emerged at least from some of the authorities. Okay. Now, just to show the point, the truth of the matter is that the term Bezan HaGadol appears in literature well after there was no more Sanhedrin. So the Tshuvas HaGaonim, the Harkavi edition, is in Shin Mem Zion 61. Okay? If someone wants to go, Hechan Chazina Kimokam Shon Lishol at Hadabri Bezan HaGadol, Chukayim Ba'os HaShoah, the days of the Gaonim is after the Sanhedrin. Okay? But he speaks about a Bezan HaGadol. People can go to a Bezan HaGadol. Okay? And we have to listen. Ein L'chal Shofa Shimamecha. Nimsa shebezan agadol hu machriyo kamo shasin whatever he says whatever the bezan agadol says that's what you have to do. The Gemara in Rabbi Kama kuf yud beis and beis when there's a dispute about which bezan to go to, so he's supposed to go to a local bezan. But if one of the litigants says he wants to go to the bezan agadol, he's allowed. I want to go to a bigger bezan, right? I want to go to a bigger bezan. Tosa says there in Rabbi Kama kuf yud beis 63 kuf yud beis and beis dimalasa motzi toin, okay. He says that even though sometimes the difference with the borrower or the lender, who can regulate the different bezin, but here it's either way. Okay, and a guy can say, I want to go to the higher bezin. All right, the Rosh, and there in Baba Kama, Parag Yud Siman Gimel, right, 64. Bezin Agadol, who Agadol B'chach, Mashmacha Yisrael. That's called the Bezin Agadol. And elsewhere in Sanhedrin, Parag Gimel Siman Mem Aleph, the Rosh, right, 65. Ubizman Azeh, Mistaber Shachosu Shabador Nikar Bezin Agadol. Not just the court, but the Gadol Ador. Now we have to figure out who the Gadol Ador is. But if we know who the Gadol Ador is, he's like the Bezin Agadol. Chayin Rabbeinu Tam said, Shatamar Umanam Gadol Shabador Lanosi. Right, like the B'nai B'Sera did with Hillel and so on. He was bigger than them and so on. So that's called the Bezin HaGadol. It's the Bezin of the Gadol, especially we learned earlier, the Muflash of Bezin was in charge. So that's true, he says, even today. And he quotes another Gemara that says, you know, you can even go to Rome. If that's where the biggest Talmud Chacham is, that's considered the Bezin HaGadol. Now, the Mordechai also, there in Sanhedrin, Parag Zebora, it's Remez Tov Shin Teh 66, writes, Mi Bizman Hazeh, She'ein Nosu Yisrael, near the Gadol Hador, Abi Bezin HaGadol. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Okay. The Or Zeruah. Chelek Gimel Piskei B'Makamas in Tov Lamed Vav 67. El HaGadol should be Ir Chosher Bezin HaGadol. He quotes this Rabbeinu Shimshon. Maybe it was different and so on. So the Tor in Choshen Mishpat Simen Yud Dalad 68 writes, V'mistalken Mibezin Shirim Leilach HaBezin HaGadol. Again, in the days we talk about Bezin HaGadol. Pirish Bezin Chosher V'mumchash V'doro Kol Dover Dolav Mishom Shomen Lahem. Then either one of them can go to that court. And the Ramah brings there in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Yudalat Sifalev, Chosh Mishnah 69, Yesh Omrim de Bezin Choshesh Rechol Dovadolav Imashu Mikri Bezin HaGadol. So we have the term, so to speak, Bezin HaGadol. The question is, do we really mean that they can mamish legislate things that will go on all of Klal Yisrael? Okay, it could be that they do have that authority, but there are some who don't say that the authority goes that far. We'll move to finish up in a few minutes. The Rosh in Shabbos Perk Bay Simon Tezvav. Oh, Tmihani, Hech Yachwa Gaonim Lechad Zer Achash Sosam Rav Ashi Hashas. Rav Ashi was the last of the Ravina Rav Ashi were Messiah who completed the Shas around the year 550 of the Common Era. And the Rosh writes in Shabbos Perk Bay Simon Tezvav. How can anybody make a Xer that's binding upon everybody after that? Can't. Okay, the Rosh and Nida says the same thing. Perek Yud Siman Gimel 71. Lo Yadati refers to a certain Gzera. Lo Yadati honor a muzik Gzera was Zubashas. Where in the Talmud is that? Ain lanu el mashmotzi no Zubashas. Everything by us has to be dependent on what's in the Gemara, right? And the Rivosh has a tshuva. Simon Reish Bemalav simple 72. But ain lanu lahosip al Gzera shel Devarim. We should not add on to their Gzeras. All right. Now in tshuva Rivosh Simon Reish Ayin Aleph 73, he writes. Who goes and rose on Koy Sol Dorm Torah. Bezin had the right even to ask for something which allowed Kadela. So Siogla Torah is a Pasuk of Shmarati and so on, or new things they feel necessary, so raising certain animals in Eretz Yisrael, pigs and so on. Okay, things that they felt was necessary. Okay, and they're allowed to do that. And he says, Umarama Levi should darba Ashkenaz in Yigzo Machus Surface, Yigzo Gamkin, Bechol Yisrael, Kavin should goes in Chutz Liro. Af Chutz Medinasim, Af Chutz Liro, it goes to someone else. It would be binding, okay? But not the way it was binding at the time of the Shas, the Chasimus of Shas. Just a few more Makoros, and it's the Rambam. Continuing at the same place, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, we mentioned before. Just a moment. All right, we mentioned the Rambam before. So the Rambam says again, Nim 74, Nim to Rabin Ravashi v'Chabreim, the generation of Rabin Ravashi, Sof Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, Hamatik in Torah Shebaal Peh. That was the end of the era of the Chachmei Yisrael who wrote down the Torah Shebaal Peh. And v'shagozu v'iskinu, gozu gzeres v'iskinu takanos v'nigu v'nogos v'poshter gzerosam v'takanos v'nogos v'chol Yisrael v'chol makos v'shoseim. That's, that were the last ones. V'achar shebezin shel Rav Ashi shechibar Gemara. The government yes, that people scattered around and things were lost and so on and so forth. So he writes about the six lines down, 74. Okay, and therefore it's not going to be on all of Israel. Okay, so that's what the Rambam seems to conclude. But he says, Look at the last words of 74. Udvaram halalo bedinim gzeres v'takonos min hoges shenishad shu ach achiba gemara. Aval kol odvaram shen gemara abavli chayav kol yisrael lechus ben mekofin kol yir v'ir force people to do it, and so on, this as we know. The Magid Mishnah also writes in the commentary of the Rambam, Hichus Chometz Matzah, Perakei Lachachom, writes, V'ani omer she'ein lono ligzor gzeres midatenu achar doros agonu. We can't institute any more completely binding gzeres anymore today. The Rashbo, it's actually a Ramban, it's a Chuvah, it's a Rashbo that was attributed to the Ramban. This may be actually from the Ramban, I'm not sure. Maybe not, but it's from the Rashbo, and we chos Ramban, Simon Reish Pei. Okay, again, it was a Tzibur, was making certain things, and somebody objected to it, so we're not going to do it, they're not allowed to listen, we're allowed to listen, and so on. So Chuvah, Da, Shekol, Tzibur, Tzibur, Yesh, Rashu, Sechidem, Shekol, Tzibur, Rashan, Ligzor, Ulisak, and Miriam, Kema, Kemosha Bezagol, you call him Ligzor, Lasakan al Koy Yisrael. So that's the Rashboa is open to that. The Chassam Sofer, okay, in the Tshuva, Chelikov Shemispat, Simon Mem Aleph, the first quotes from Mordechai Ben Ad, who sent him to Shiloh. Okay, does any Rav have the right today to legislate and so on? The Chassam Sofer writes, Umasharama, this Mordechai Ben Ad quoted Tshuva's Rivosh. The Chassam Sofer is not familiar with Rivosh, but he says it's true. Well, it's correct though. They have their own bezin, so you can't do it. It's interesting, there's a collection of Shalos Shuvos called Beis Shlomo, or Shlomo Dwimer. Okay, he writes in the Hagos of his son to Chelek Yeredeya, Chelek Aleph, to an Chof Tes, Hagos, Miben HaMechaber. He says, despite the fact that the Rosh we saw before, that you can't make Zeris after the time of the Gemara, he says, Yesh Lefakbek, it's not true. Who says, is it true? Okay, the Rosh, that's what he said, but you know, you can never do it. And he says that the Prichodesh writes, you know, about kitnius. Right? I don't know if you've ever had this in my house, we sometimes have a conversation, especially around Yontov time. If they'll reconstitute the Bezen HaGadol, and what will they undo first? What's going to go? Some people say Yontov Sheni. Well, one of my sons is kitnius, that's out first. But anyway, Prichodesh talks about it. And again, various other different things, but he doesn't necessarily think we have to assume. He says it's Kola Torah Kula, it's filled with Xeris that come after the time of the Talmud. But all right, leaving him out, most assume you can't make those Xeris binding upon everybody. The Dvar Yoshua, Dine Ehrenberg, Chelik Aleph, and Eretz Yisrael, Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei, Hey, if it's true, it's Dvar Yoshua. 79 writes, I don't have the Beis Shlomo to look it up, but Gamlo Dvarim, Hadvar Pasha, Shetzvicha, Hakoponim, Liskanes, Chach, Mesol, Exor. Beis Shlomo cannot mean that any person can make Xeris to be binding, even any Bezin, have to be everybody together. But Kozman, Shalom Gozu, they never made the gzer, then afal pishyesh tam ligzor, ein lochon shalosu tam klal. They don't have to worry about it. I just ended with two citations from Moshe Feinstein, two chuvas, Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelik Aleph in Hagdoma, the first work, Hagdoma. He writes, you know, how can somebody like me write a sefer, psak halacha? You know, and he says elsewhere, I mean, argument chasam sofer, the behuda, the great gedolim, and who am I? So, but nonetheless, it applies to us. I will look at the second paragraph, source 80, that I have to. Okay, answer people because they want to know my opinion. I will be Tom Shanochal and his deity is that we're shine just like the people in the city, like we learned more about it, can set up things for their town. So we can set up things for their town on halacha as well, even though you don't have the full koch of the Bezin HaGadol. Okay, but then even somebody like me can, if I'm asked, I can paskin, I'll be binding at least on the people in my neighborhood, my community who are coming to me. And then in another tshuva, Igros Moshe Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Aleph. He said, "Masha Kosev." Someone asked him, "Eich or Shom on Lismoch al Chidushim Kilo Shabiart Kilo Shabiart to Lamaisa, Ube Prachu Neger Eza Achronim." So still, Moshe Feinstein writes, a person can come up with what he thinks is right and argue. Lagiel Aron, so can argue even against the people that came before. But again, to go so far as to say he can legislate, again, as our Moshe Feinstein was not talking about actual legislation in these tshuvas. Moshe Feinstein, these tshuvas, was talking about, the general right to Paskin and so on. So that's a bit of a different story. But Hayotze Midvareinu is Lamaisa. There certainly exists opinions that the Bezin HaGadol, if they would come together, they could do it. Tomos don't come together. So the things upon a community, okay, a local Rabbanim can impose things on a community. If they can agree, that's a different question. Look, when we closed down the shuls because of COVID, okay, the Rabbanim took the lead in that area, and this is what we did. You know, on the other hand, there are other areas. I know they're good a few years ago, trying to get Rabbanim to say, we're going to make a cherem. People spend more than X dollars on a wedding or have more than X number of people at the wedding. So, you know, that's not right. But okay, you know, wasn't accepted. Aguda tried to get this to, and it wasn't accepted. So sometimes it's tough to get it accepted. You have to know the mitzvahs. But ikronit, there is some right, at least in your neighborhood, but perhaps even all of Klal Yisrael. And that's the breadth of the rabbinic authority and legislative authority even today. Okay, we'll stop over here. Wish I want to go in Shabbos.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.